At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a great start to your day, or it's probably more than just a start. You're having a great day to this point as we get a little bit closer to wrapping up another week here on the show. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick over in East Nashville. Chase McCabe is actually going to be on the afternoon show today with Floyd Reese, so it'll be Chase and the GM today starting at 2 o'clock. Nick Suss is on the line with us, Clarion Ledger. We always have enjoyed our chats with him. Nick, we have talked a lot of things with you about Ole Miss and Mississippi State over the years, but I don't remember us ever talking about the flag. So this is going to be a new one in all of our conversations.
Yeah, except for me, who has spent the last 72 hours thinking about nothing but fabric.
That's exactly right. It has become the story, and yes, you're right. And you're where you are. I'm curious. Let's just start there. What is the pulse of? Is it a divide? Is it a 50-50? Where are people in the state of Mississippi right now on this current topic?
So there was a poll put out, I think, by the Mississippi Economic Commission on Wednesday that said about 55% of Mississippians polled were in favor of changing the flag. That's a change of about 10 to 11% from last year, when only about 44, 45% of Mississippians were in favor of changing the flag. So we have seen a public perception change. That said, when you're in that 45 to 55 range, you are still very much within the margin of error of what should be considered a very close debate if it is put up to a public vote. Right now they're trying in legislature to get the sufficient number of votes to get a law passed independent of a citizen vote, trying to just pass it as a law like you would pass any other law. And right now it seems as if there are about 20 to 25 state legislatures who are pretty bent on the idea of not changing the flag. So you have a split of probably the change side needs 5 to 10 more votes to swing. Some people think they have it. Some people think they don't. It gets really complicated. There are a lot of very prominent Republicans in the state government, the Speaker of the House, the Attorney General, the Lieutenant Governor, who have all come out and said they are in favor of a change. But the big issue is legislative session is coming up to an end. It was supposed to end today. I believe they are extending it for this and a few other reasons with coronavirus and pandemic reasons, but still we are coming up toward the end of the legislative session, so there's not very much time to get this passed if they want to get it passed before it would potentially be on a ballot as a resolution in November. And they're also running up against the fact that the governor hasn't said one way or the other. So we have very little to know of. He said he wouldn't veto it if the people voted to change the flag, but he hasn't said anything about whether he would veto if the government itself changes to vote the flag.
So you said the numbers have shifted, and quite honestly, I'm pleasantly surprised and glad to hear that it was more than 50%, as you said at the beginning. I figured it would probably be a tick under 50%. You're saying now there's been kind of a push to more like 55%. What do you think has helped kind of that shift? Like you said, the last time you put a poll out, and it was what, up 10, 12%. I mean, you've got obviously stars out there saying stuff. Faith Hill, I know, has come out and said, that Mississippi needs to change the flag. And now you've got the coaches. You've got Lane Kiffin. You've got Mike Leach. You've got the basketball coaches and Kerman Davis and Ben Allen. You've got Kylan Hill coming out and saying, hey, I might not even play for Mississippi State this year. So in your opinion, because I know it's hard for you to figure out, Nick, exactly what has kind of changed a little bit in your state and also just what's going on in our country to kind of get this thing going up over 50% and maybe in a direction like South Carolina did where eventually this is going to happen and they are going to change the state flag. Is it all the above? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above and more. I think there are a lot of people who saw what the NCAA and the SEC said last week about prohibiting postseason events from being played in the state, and they can sort of see the writing on the wall of, well, what does this mean if the NCAA or the SEC end up kicking us out? Are we vital? Are we necessary? And I think there are some people who might have that fear and start to think, hey, do I love looking at this flag more, or do I love the opportunity to compete in intercollegiate athletics? I think there are some people who have seen what's been going on nationally in the last month since Memorial Day and the George Floyd killing, that a lot of people have just taken more of an interest than we've seen in the last ever in trying to right some of the wrongs that have happened in this country in the past. And I think that I spent a long time on the phone last night with an Ole Miss football player who's actually organizing a march tomorrow to get some Confederate monuments in this town removed. And he said something that I hadn't thought about, which was when the NFL a couple of weeks ago came out and said, we support our players doing what they want to make a change. And when the NFL reversed its position on Kaepernick and pretty much said all was forgiven, that kind of gave a lot of these guys license to feel like, well, if NFL players have the right to do it, so do I. And I think a reason that we've seen so many prominent people, you brought up Faith Hill, but you can go through a list of virtually any sports or entertainment celebrity who has a connection to Mississippi. Many, many, many of them have said something about this flag. And I think it's because we've reached a point in society where the empty platitudes of saying, hey, this flag debate is in my thoughts. I hope that everybody knows I'm thinking about Mississippi. I know there are great people on both sides. I think that platitude is kind of going away, and people have used, I don't know if it's the pandemic, I don't know if it's the marches, I don't know if it's just a sign of the times and progress, but I think people are starting to use their voice more as the weapon that it is. People who have power have leverage, and it's been truly exciting and humbling to see the people with this leverage try and leverage that power for positive change.
Well, the Confederate flag being removed from the grounds of any track of a NASCAR event, you know, that is a subject that's been tossed around for a long time, and we probably never thought we would see that, and we know that has happened. So there is real movement. Like I said, South Carolina fought this too early on, and then they changed. And as you mentioned, the SEC and the NCAA, the same thing happened, I remember, with South Carolina. Like, we're not coming to your state to do anything. And to, in fact, was it the I think the All-Star game was supposed to, or maybe that was North Carolina, but they're just all these events saying, we're not coming there until you change your state flag, and they did. What has been the reaction, Nick, of the coaches coming out and showing solidarity in – saying, hey, there needs to be a change to the state flag?
I mean, with any situation like that, you're going to have your fanatic fringe, and I'll get my couple of emails or couple of phone calls from people who think the coaches need to stick to coaching and that they're out-of-state people who don't understand Mississippi, and you're going to get stuff like that on any debate, because this is a debate that even if people who aren't from Mississippi or aren't from the South don't understand it, there are people who are really, really passionate about this debate. It might seem kind of foreign to people who aren't familiar with it. But for the most part, I think that a majority of Ole Miss fans and Mississippi State fans and Southern Miss fans are the rational type that know, even if they don't agree with the coaches on the principle of changing the flag, that the coaches' business practice is very much in jeopardy. Because it's not just, oh man, what if the SEC football championship isn't played in Jackson? That's never going to happen. What really is going to happen is coaches from Louisiana or Texas or Alabama are going to say, hey, recruit for Mississippi. Do you really want to play under that flag? Do you want to come play for me? There are going to be players who consider transferring because they don't want to represent that flag. There are going to be baseball teams and softball teams and women's basketball teams that in the past have thrived because of home field advantage in the postseason who are going to have a harder trip to the Final Four or to Omaha or to Oklahoma City because they don't have those home games. From the business model of sports, I'm not even talking about the $2-3 million you'll make off of hosting a baseball regional weekend. But when you factor all that in, I think the fans recognize that the coaches here are just trying to protect the ability of these programs to compete.
That's a great point. Nick Suss is with us, Ole Miss beat writer for the Clarion Ledger. And taking that back, Nick, I mentioned this yesterday, but I don't remember all of the details, but I think that was some of the same mentality of Tommy Tuberville about 20-plus years ago when he took over at Ole Miss, and he tried to weed out the Confederate flag being brought to the stadium. I can remember going down with Vanderbilt to a game down there where that was a hot-button issue at the time, but I think Tommy Tuberville's message in a nutshell was, hey, if you want to win, you know, this is going to improve our chances of winning because of all the things that you just said from a competitive standpoint, the recruiting aspect, some players personally just not wanting to play under that flag, as you mentioned, and why put yourself at a disadvantage?
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of the people who think sports first are thinking, but obviously there are a lot of people in this state who are deeply proud of their heritage, and I don't want to pass judgment on those people. I understand the rationale of people who support that flag and think that it is not a symbol of hatred, but I think that you look at a really telling quote yesterday at the Capitol when, I don't know if we've mentioned this explicitly, but 54 coaches and administrators from 8 Mississippi public colleges went to the state capitol to lobby for a flag change yesterday, and one of the coaches who spoke in front of the Grand Hall was Nikki McCrae Penson, who a lot of your Tennessee listeners might remember from when she played for Pat Summitt on the Lady Vols. And she said she's grown up in the South. She grew up in Tennessee. She went to college in Knoxville, and she had to pretend for most of her childhood that she would see the flag and it wasn't about hate. She'd have to rationalize it in her head and say, this isn't about violence. This isn't about oppression. This isn't about racism. And when you have to play those mental gymnastics, when you have to justify why something isn't racist, you kind of run into an Occam's razor situation, and that makes things really difficult. And I think if you listen to people like Nikki and listen to people like the athletes who have come out and said, this is why I do not support this flag, that's when you start to see this isn't just about somebody wanting to change things for the sake of change. This is about unifying the state, uniting the state. Another person with Tennessee ties, Kermit Davis, who a lot of you will remember from his time at Middle, he grew up in Mississippi. His parents still live in Mississippi. He's got connections all over the state. He came out and said, this isn't about trying to take things away from people. It's just about trying to bring everybody together. And I think that's the message that everybody wants to make, which is this isn't about spiting people who like the flag. It's about including everybody, because it's not like the new flag is going to say anyone from Mississippi stinks. Like, it's going to be a flag that includes everybody, and that ultimately would be better in the perspective of these coaches who are lobbying for change.
Nick, it's a really fascinating thing. We've had Coach Davis on so many times over the years when he was at Middle Tennessee, and you know he's a great speaker, right? We enjoy having conversations with him, but it really illustrates, you know, how coaches now, like when you sign up to coach, you probably at the time you became a coach were not fully aware that this could be where you would be going. Right, getting involved in a very important and a very divided kind of topic, a big debate. But here they are. So I commend all of them for having the courage to go up there and speak eloquently and speak from the heart about what this means.
yeah, it's been pretty impressive. And I mean, just from Kermit's perspective, he caught a little bit of flack and he got a lot of support from it too. But when he first got hired at Ole Miss, in his introductory press conference, he said something about how he will have his players stand for the national anthem. He didn't have to say that, but he said that. And then less than a year into his first season, nine of his players chose to kneel during the national anthem because there was a march on Ole Miss's campus that day supporting the Confederate flag and the Confederate monuments and iconography in this town. Kermit came out and wholeheartedly supported his players for doing that. When it comes down to, are these coaches going to put their personal politics first, or are they going to put their teams and their players and the people that they've not just recruited but tried to raise into young adults, are they going to put them first? Yes, every time. And that's what we saw yesterday from not just Kermit, not just Nicky McRae, but from Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach and the athletic directors at both of those schools and the athletic directors and coaches from Southern Miss and Alcorn State, and Mississippi Valley State and Jackson State and Delta State and Mississippi University for Women. All of these schools rallied together in support of the student bodies and of their student athletes.
So, Nick, what is the next step in the process here?
Well, somebody's got to vote eventually, whether it is the government or the people. There will have to be a vote about this flag. And Tate Reeves, the governor of the state, has come out and said that he will not veto a flag change if it is voted on by the citizens of Mississippi. But he's also said he doesn't support a government vote. He thinks that this should be left up to the people of Mississippi, which make it very interesting. Would he veto a change or a non-change from legislature just to let the people decide, or will he stick with what legislature does? That's hard to know. But it's going to be really interesting, because if they don't make a decision, if they just continue to fight and fight and fight about it, you're only going to see more businesses and more actions like what happened with the NCAA and SEC start to consider pulling out of Mississippi. Because at this point, there's a reason only one state uses the Confederate battle flag emblem on its state flag. Everybody else has made this change. It's going to be interesting to see how long Mississippi remains the holdout and how long it still has, I don't want to say widespread support, because at the top we talked about it's about 55-45 right now, but that's still pretty significant support in this state.
So let's end on this, Nick. What do you think, if what you just laid out, what if it just keeps going back and forth and there's really nothing done in the foreseeable future? What do you think the fallout is? What do you think? I mean, a guy like Kylan Hill, does he really sit out? Are there other star players for any of these schools that we've talked about that say, I'm out, I'm not going to play? What do you think the fallout would be? Do you think something like that could happen?
So, I do, but it's so hard to say. It's so hard to make those guesses. I think what I'll say is, if this gets stuck in limbo, this has more of an effect on the future than it does on the present or the immediate future.
Okay.
I bring up the example of Ole Miss has a football game, home and home series, scheduled against Southern California in 2027 and 2028, maybe 2026, 2027. Do you think USC is going to pull out of that? Do you think the school from Los Angeles is going to consider saying, hey, we're not going to go to Mississippi if they have that flag? That's a possibility. That's just as realistic as players deciding they're not going to play under the flag. Do you think the top recruits who were considering taking official visits to Ole Miss or Mississippi State might say, hey, let's go to Texas or Alabama or Louisiana to look at some schools instead of going to Mississippi? That's possible too. I think that the effects of this are really, really far reaching from an athletics perspective. And I mean, the sports that end up being hit the hardest probably end up being the Mississippi State women's basketball program, which would lose the ability to host in the first two rounds of the tournament, which they've done, I think, the last four tournaments, and they've been a perennial top 10 team. And then now you have no chance to play the NCAA tournament games at home. And what happens there? Do kids want to keep playing for you? And then Ole Miss and Mississippi State's baseball programs are perennial top 25 teams. They both hosted regionals. I think each of the last 2 years, they've both hosted regionals. Mississippi State hosted Supers, I think, both of those years. You start to look at, man, these programs that the schools are actually thriving with, what happens to them? So you look at Kylan Hill. I think he's good on his word. I don't think he's going to say, well, I was kidding. But I think that the effects are a little further reaching than just the idea of, hey, one or two kids might sit out.
I think you laid it out perfectly. Appreciate the visit, as always. Good stuff. Continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Thanks, y'all. Be safe.
Nick Suss, Clarion Ledger. He does fantastic work, and we always enjoy our chats with him. He is a wealth of knowledge and information every time he comes on the show. Pete Weber, just around the corner. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.